Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums in 2019.
What?
Welcome to the new year.
Yeah.
But welcome also to the same old mini episodes.
Where we take your questions, comments, concerns, suggestions.
Opinions. Yeah. Songs.
And you can leave those for us by voicemail at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
We love to hear from you.
We do.
So please check in with us.
Yeah. Zap us on the voicemail.
Zap us on whatever zapping tool you use.
Yeah. Whatever kind of zapping you prefer.
Dari, it feels great to be here.
Indeed.
Can I read this email to start us off?
I would truly like nothing more, Kate.
Hi, Kate and Dori. It starts. I loved your recent mini episode talking about having some sort of culture club once a month. When I lived in Brooklyn, I was in Media Women Long Reads Club, where we met once a month to talk about a particular piece. Idea came from Cup of Joe, which is a website. When I moved to North Carolina, I figured it would be a good way to make new friends, so I started my own. Today, our Long Reads Club has 40 women on the distribution list, and we meet once a month on a Sunday afternoon. Sometimes we'll meet at someone's house and snack on homemade treats, or we'll try a brewery or coffee shop with a decent amount of space for a group. It's been such an amazing way to meet new people and form strong relationships. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
This is so great.
I like this better than a book club.
Yes, me too.
Because the commitment level is way more manageable.
It is.
I want to suggest this to my book clubs because I'm so bad at reading the books. I wonder how this listener, like, what a bold move. I figured it would be a good way to make friends. So I just started a club. Like,
I mean,
what? I would never have the courage. I'm curious. I would love to know, listener, if you want to write back. How did you find these people? Did you post it on the internet? Were they people you knew? Was it like you invited one friend and then they brought five friends?
I'm also curious how many people generally show up.
Yes, because one of the challenges I find with any of these sort of like group activities is that everyone's like, woohoo! And then 2 days before, and this might just be local to where we live. But then everyone's like, sorry, I've got other things, or I'm sick.
Yeah. I mean, the book club that I am in meets once every 2 months. So it's really low commitment. You have a long time to read the book.
I like that.
And they decide on the next date, like basically at the previous meeting. So you have 2 months notice. And then the same thing happens.
Right.
I mean,
you can
there's plan probably
ahead.
Like 20 people on the list. And at the last book club I went to, there were four of us.
Which, you know, is fine.
Totally.
It is what it is.
Yes.
But I would love to know more about this Long Reads.
And maybe people in North Carolina are just less flaky.
Maybe they're more committed
or they're more committed to book club or articles club.
Long Reads Club.
Long Reads Club, excuse me.
The other question I have for this listener or for people who organize any sort of like social club gathering is how do you like, does, for example, my mother-in-law's book club, I believe they all vote every month on their book.
My mom's book club selects books for the year once a year.
Oh, wow.
Everyone comes with a suggestion.
Oh, that's cool. And is every suggestion honored?
I believe they either have a discussion or a vote, but everyone I think is expected to come with at least one suggestion.
That's cool.
And then they plan out the books for the whole year.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Because then you could get a jump on your reading.
Yes. And then, you know, you have time to like take them out from the library and like, you know, all that stuff.
That is hard because I know for our library, sometimes there's like a 40-person wait for a book.
Yes.
So you got to get on that list early.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on hold with the LA Public Library for some books, and I'm number like 256.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Anyway,
we've got a voicemail that I thought was kind of interesting and fun, and I wanted to share it.
Great,
and you've heard it too, so you're into it as well. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I am calling because, of course, I love the podcast, but I always listen, and I'm so excited about Kate's Costco obsession. So I'm calling just to tell you, Kate, every year I work for this fantastic company, and they don't do major holiday bonuses or anything. But the thing that they do for all of us as employees, I thought you'd be so happy to know this, is we have a Costco day where the company rents out a large Costco building. They pay the employees the extra time to be there for a couple of hours, and all of us get a $100 Costco cash card and time to just shop on our own through Costco, totally alone. They have breakfast, refreshments, just little things. It's like a huge thankful thing that our company does for us, and it's just so kind and so generous of them. And this week was our Costco event, and of course I heard you talking about Costco just recently on the pod, and I just thought you would be so happy to know how wonderful Costco is to accommodate our company about, you know, doing that, but also just how wonderful of companies there are out there to work for. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Go Costco. Bye.
All I can say is, wow.
I'm glad to know there are good companies out there, because I feel like most of the time the vibe is like, boy, I wish there were more good companies to work for. How did you find this mythical place where your organization pays you?
Shuts down a Costco.
What is this? Like, my biggest question after this voicemail is like, what is that? Where do you work?
And also, like, how do we even come up with that idea?
I know. I love, like, some CEO was like, I've got it. We're going to pay a Costco to be open only to our employees for 6 hours with breakfast. Everyone's going to get a $100 gift card.
Like, really? Where did this come from?
The employees just leisurely shop for the day?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I wish your company gave you more money.
Ooh.
I mean, not to be controversial,
no,
but $100 at Costco I could spend very easily.
Totally.
I mean, look, one thing of organic raspberries was $7.99 this week at my Costco.
But how big was it?
It's big, but that's higher than normal.
Yes.
I notice when things change.
Yes.
So, you know, I'd be curious how you make that $100 work. Do you get a bunch of rotisserie chickens, hot dogs at the food court?
What a fascinating world.
I mean, could you imagine if your company sent you to a Costco?
No, I'm like,
I've never heard of anything like this.
Fascinated and impressed, but also confused.
I mean, my other question is, would you prefer the $100 plus the time you out, like the time you worked in pay, as opposed to just going to a Costco and shopping? I don't know. It sounds like you really enjoy
it,
though, listener.
Great question.
But I do think what's interesting are companies that show their appreciation to their employees.
Yes.
And this seems like a way.
Yes.
And you sound like you feel very valued, which
totally.
I think is really great. So
yes.
Congratulations on landing a cool job that pays you to go
shop at Costco.
Buy a 5-pound bag of almonds. Dory, this next voicemail.
Okay, let's just play it.
Okay, hold on. I'm queuing it up. Here it comes.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Natika calling from beautiful Paris, France. And why that's relevant is because I'm kind of almost only here because of Forever 35 and the Facebook community. A few months ago, I posted on the Facebook group that my boyfriend broke up with me like 3 days after planning this romantic birthday trip to Paris for me. And I felt really conflicted about whether I should go or not, because I'd never traveled alone and I was really nervous. But everybody in the Facebook group, it feels like, came out to tell me that I'd be absolutely insane not to go and that I absolutely had to do this for myself. And I am here and I am happy and I've already met so many amazing people while I'm here. And I'm just staring into all the French pharmacies, regretting that I can't check any luggage and bring any of it back. But I am so grateful for everyone in the Forever 35 universe. Thank you guys so much for getting me to this point. And thank you, Kate and Dory, for creating this amazing podcast and community for so many women to just feel supported and get their lives together. So I love you guys. Mwah.
Oh.
Bonjour, Natika.
I mean,
fuck yes. This is so great that you went.
I remember when she posted this in the Facebook group.
I did not. I was not aware of this.
Yes, I remember this. And it was very sad. And she was like, I don't think I can go. And all these people were like, you must go.
I fucking love that you went.
And she went.
I love that you called from Paris.
I know. I love everything about this so much.
I do too. And like, what a brave thing to do.
It's so great.
You sound like you're having the time of your life. And I imagine like 10, 20 years from now, this will be such a memorable experience for you. So I hope you're eating so much cheese if you're a cheese eater and just enjoying every second of your trip. Thank you so much for this update. Made our freaking week.
It really did. Well, we're going to take a short break.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. Devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I've drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. That sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. So we also got an email from someone asking us about bridesmaids.
I think you should read this one because it mentions you.
Okay. It does. I think it was Dory that mentioned you didn't have bridesmaids for your wedding. And I was wondering if you could talk about your experience with this and how things played out leading up to and on the big day. I'm getting married in the next year, and my fiance and I are talking about not having a bridal party. We both have many great friends that we could easily ask to be in a bridal party, but at the end of the day, we kind of wonder, what's the point and what function does a bridal party even have? We aren't traditional at all, and I've sworn up and down that I would never put friends through the demanding bridesmaid nightmares that I myself have endured. I guess my biggest question to you is, were there any times during your wedding planning or on the day that you thought, I wish I had bridesmaids? Who did you get ready with on the day, and did you have anyone walk down the aisle before you? I'm so curious to hear about your experience and how it all worked out, how it all worked, and how you came to this decision. So I did not have bridesmaids, but I did have a maid of honor who was my sister. So I guess I had like one bridesmaid.
Did you have friends getting ready with you that day,
so,
including Karen?
Yeah. So the day of my wedding, I had my hair and makeup person come to my hotel room. And I also had them do my sister's hair and makeup, my mom's hair and makeup, and my mother-in-law's hair and makeup. And then I said, I think I emailed all the women in, you know, who came and said, we're going to be hanging out, getting ready, feel free to come by. Like I got food and, you know, it was just, and people came like throughout the day just to like say hi. And
yeah, you certainly don't have to only have bridesmaids get ready with you.
No, no. And you know, I was just, yeah, like, I feel like that's something that I feel good about kind of how that all went down. And then in terms of like other stuff,
did Karen, your maid of honor, did she walk down the aisle before you or was she, I can't remember. I was there.
I can't remember either. I think she might have. My husband had two best men because his two best friends are brothers.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that was like,
how could you choose?
How could you choose? And he's best friends with both of them.
Yeah.
I think they might have walked down the aisle before me, but I honestly don't remember. And then in terms of like other things, I don't know. What other things? Like my sister planned my bachelorette weekend, which was at, excuse me, a friend of mine has a house in upstate New York and he just let us all come there. Like eight of us went up there for a weekend and we just hung out. It was very low key. It wasn't like, you know, wear your tank top with my wedding hashtag on it, or you know what I mean?
Oh, but I wish it was.
Yes. So yeah, there wasn't, and even that, there wasn't like a ton to plan. It was just like, oh, Mark's going to let us use his house. He was going to be there too and just show up, you know?
Yeah. I think, you know, it sounds like, I mean, you're asking what function does a bridal party even have? And that's, I think the question is like, what do
you want it to have?
Yeah. And it, and you can still honor friends and people in your life without having to establish a bridal party. I mean, your totally. Wedding, your wedding can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
And no one is going to not feel like recognized. But, you know, I just think,
no, it's your wedding. You get to be recognized.
I was at a lovely wedding where like the whole two people led us in a song and then we all sang the chorus in the, you know, audience of the wedding. And it was wonderful. Like, it doesn't, you know, my brother eloped. Like it can be whatever you want it to be. I don't think you have to, you certainly don't have to have a wedding party if it doesn't, like, it's not what you need.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think you should read this next one.
Okay. It's long. I'm currently 37 weeks pregnant, so have been closely following Dory's pregnancy journey and updates. My pregnancy has been very miserable, and since 16 weeks, have had horrible nausea and vomiting and just haven't felt like myself. Nor have I been able to do the things that I either enjoy or am good at in either my personal life or at work. I also got some super fun prenatal depression, believe that's sarcasm, on top of my normal anxiety, and that added another layer of fun to deal with. Thank goodness for my therapist and my psychiatrist. I guess my question is this: how do you recommend getting back to myself once the baby comes? I'm worried that figuring out motherhood and how to be a good spouse and a mom at the same time won't leave any room for me to be me. And I'm worried that I'm not even sure what that is anymore. Like, after so many months feeling miserable, will I even like doing the things that brought me joy before? Will I even know how to care for myself when I've been putting this baby first for the last 10 months? Would love your ideas on how to weather this tough yet exciting transition time and retain some sense of self.
I mean, I would love to know that too. So, Kate, what do you think?
Well, the good news is I solved this and perfected it and was so awesome at it. No, JK, everybody, I think the answer is that you are constantly figuring out motherhood. You are constantly thinking about how to be a good partner and parent, and also navigating how to make room for yourself, to be yourself and to honor yourself and take time for yourself. And that is a never-ending journey once you introduce a child into your life and whatever way that child comes into it. And the things you like doing before may not bring you joy. What I can tell you is that you will discover new things that bring you joy because you are an evolving person, whether you have kids or not. That's all of our stories, I think. The things that we loved at 20 might be different at 40. And will you know how to care for yourself? I think because you're already thinking about it, it's important for you. And I think that is really important because you can get swept up in caring for others.
Mm.
And, you know, having a new baby, being pregnant, as Dory has described and you've described, listener, can be really grueling. Having a new baby, whether it's a baby you give birth to or a foster or adopted baby or what have you, surrogate's baby, that's exhausting. And you are putting someone else first, and that sometimes that's just how it is for a little bit. I know, like, when my first child was 4 weeks old, I don't know if I had postpartum depression or if it was just you know, whatever exhaustion hormones, but I like locked myself in the bathroom and cried for an hour, and my husband was like, hey, why don't you take yourself out to lunch and go get a manicure, do whatever you want to do, and we've got breast milk pumped, like, we'll be fine. Like, go out, go away, you know, and that was helpful. And so I would say, like, find way, you know, be conscious of finding a little bit of moments that are just still for you. And also just make sure to, like, you know, have your spouse or partner be aware of your needs, because sometimes somebody else might need to speak up. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I feel like there's so much more to say on this topic, and I'm not even sure where to begin. But I will say, like, I mean, part of the reason that, you know, the conversations we have on this podcast are of value to me is because I think they are about retaining some sense of self. And there have been moments in my life where that has been completely lost. And I will say I've lost it in relationship. Like, it hasn't just been because of kids. Like, I've lost it with certain partners. You know, that's, we can lose pieces. We can lose ourselves sometime.
Totally.
And so reclaiming time and energy just for ourselves is a constant practice.
Have you ever listened to the podcast The Longest Shortest Time?
Why, I have.
Because I have not, but I feel like that is a podcast that often gets recommended. And that might be a helpful one to listen to.
Yeah, that's an excellent podcast about parenting and motherhood. And I would definitely recommend it. And I would just say, like, you know, nope, I think that's it.
Okay.
No, I mean, I think you're aware of it, listener. And these are all, no, here's what I will say. I had a lot of, every time my two pregnancies, like the first time I was worried about my career and what it would mean. And the second time I was worried I was going to be screwing this up for my first kid by adding a second kid. There's always worries and fears that come along with these transitions. And we don't, you know, I think you can plan for them, but you won't know until you're in it. So it's wonderful of you to be thinking ahead and also just, you know, try to also care for yourself now.
I think that's great advice.
Oh, well, we could talk about that forever. I'm sure someone might have some helpful suggestions, so please weigh in.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Dory, we have one last voicemail here.
Let's hear
that
it.
I'd like to play.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I
absolutely love your podcast. I love you guys so much. I just wanted to thank you because, wow, fall 2019 has sucked. My husband was diagnosed with a glioblastoma. He's doing chemotherapy and radiation. I've got twin toddlers. And yeah, you know, life could not be harder, but your podcast is so amazing. When I get a second to care for myself, I listen to it. I laugh. Major shout out to your Midwest correspondent, Nora McInerney, whose husband also dealt with a GBM and just knowing you guys are there really helps. But anyway, I am calling in with a recommendation. Like I said, I have twins who just turned two. I had a C-section. I have spent the last 2 years really, really hating my C-section scar. It formed a keloid. And like, that's the thing that sucks. I've had keloids before. Some people are prone to them. They're not like regular scars. They itch. They have like weird tingling. They look not so great, and nobody has ever told me anything that worked. And I finally found something that actually worked to get rid of it and make it feel better. It's these silicone scar sheets. The brand is called Scar Away. They even make ones that are specifically for C-section scars. You just put your little silicone sheet over the scar. You can wear it all day. You take it off when you take a shower. You put it back on. A 2 month supply is $17.95 on Amazon, and they are amazing. I've been using it like a month. My scar looks significantly better. It feels better. Anybody out there who has scars they don't like, or a keloid scar, a C-section scar, Dory, if you end up having a C-section and you don't like your scar, I cannot recommend this product enough. I wish my dermatologist had told me. I wish my OB had told me that there was something I could do. Anyway, my life is not doing so great right now, but I'm very thankful for the Forever 35 podcast, Facebook group. Just wanted to send that out there. And thanks so much for doing what you do, guys.
Listener, we're super here for you.
Yeah.
In your earbuds. Thank you so much for calling in. I just wanted to send all our loving vibes towards you and say that if you are on Facebook and in the Facebook group, I bet there might be a community of support there for you as well.
Yeah.
Of course, Nora is an incredible resource, so lean on her. She's amazing.
What is a keloid scar?
Well, a keloid scar is like, from my understanding, I don't think I have it. I did have a C-section with my first daughter. And I think a keloid scar is like kind of a more knotty, bigger like piece of scar tissue.
Okay.
Because I Googled it. And of course, the Google imagery was overwhelming and probably not.
Pass on that.
Yes. But some of the things that you mentioned are things I experienced with my C-section scar that lasted for a very long time, including like tingling, itchiness, burning. Dory is scrunching her face. It's not fun. And I don't love my C-section scar. So I thought this was really interesting because there's so much stuff that I have found that happens around like childbirth and labor that like you just never hear about. Like, for example, I got a spinal headache as a result of having a spinal, because this is a long story. You don't need to hear my whole birth story, but just know I got a spinal headache. And I had never even heard of a spinal headache. I'd never heard of any side effects from happening with an epidural or a spinal. I just had no clue. And so I think it's really important to mention this stuff because oftentimes the only way we find out is from our peers who have gone through it. The dermatologist doesn't tell us. The OB doesn't tell us. No disrespect. Doctors, you're the best. We value you. But sometimes, like, it doesn't, you know, doesn't come up. So I'm going to check this stuff out. And also my husband has like really crazy scarring on his shoulder from a recent little tiny surgery thing. that he feels is not great. So I was going to get some of this.
Yeah, go for it.
But C-section scars are a whole thing.
Yeah.
And healing from a C-section is a journey. We should talk about it another time.
Yeah.
Well,
this brings us to the end.
Dory, let us conclude our first mini episode of the new year.
Let us conclude it. It has been concluded.
It has been concluded. thank you all so much for calling, emailing, and listening. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.